"How wondrous familiar is a fool," muttered Ahab, and then aloud, "Thou art a full ship and homeward bound, thou sayest. Well, then, call me an empty ship and outward bound. So go thy ways, and I will mine. Forward there, set all sail, and keep her to the wind." And thus, while the one ship went cheerily before the breeze, the other stubbornly fought against it, and so the two vessels parted, the crew of the Pequod looking with grave, lingering glances toward the receding Bachelor. But the Bachelor's men never heeding their gaze for the lively revelry they were in. And as Ahab, leaning over the taffrail, eyed the homeward-bound craft, he took from his pocket a small vial of sand, and then looking from the ship to the vial, seemed thereby bringing two remote associations together, for that vial was filled with Nantucket soundings. Chapter 116. The Dying Whale. Not seldom in this life, when, on the right side, fortune's favorites sail close by us, we, though all adroop before, catch somewhat of the rushing breeze, and joyfully feel our bagging sails fill out. So seemed it with the Pequod, for next day, after encountering the gay Bachelor, whales were seen, and four were slain, and one of them by Ahab.